This week, applications will close for people who want to rent a cost rental home in Leixlip in County Kildare. There's over 50 two- and three-bed homes available for between €900 and €1,200 a month. That's much less than the average rent in the area. It's part of the government's plan to make 2,000 homes a year available to rent at lower rates to people who don't qualify for rent supports or social housing but don't earn enough to buy a house. Cathcott, your other, is Director of Housing Services with Clwyd, who are responsible for those homes in Leixlip. Cathcott, thank you very much for joining us today. Tell us more about cost rental, how it works and who can get a cost rental home.
Okay, cost rental is a new housing tenure in Ireland, and it is around people who earn a middle income, who earn more than the eligibility for social housing, but are still struggling to kind of afford housing in the open market, in the rental market. So in order to be eligible for it, you have to have a household income below 53,000 per annum. You're not to be in any receipt of social housing supports, not own your own property. And then you would generally meet the criteria there and could apply for these homes.
And is it a long-term lease or is it a bridge to help people to save for a house?
No, it's long term. This is a long term housing option for people. Obviously, some people's circumstances change and therefore, you know, may not stay long term. But, you know, the intention is that it is long term. There's security of tenure there, along with, you know, through the Residential Tenancies Board, the security of tenure is there, along with the same in our social housing. So we would hope that they are long term options for people.
And if you get a home and you start earning more after that, do you have to leave or does your rent change, for example?
No, you would still pay. You don't have to leave. The only reason to leave is if you want to choose a different housing option or there is any breaches of the tenancy agreement. The rents are targeted at 25% below market rent. So the rent would never go above 25% below market rent. It sounds a bit confusing. So the rent will go up in line with inflation, in line with the legislation under the Residential Tenancies Board, but it won't go up in line with your income, no.
This is the third such scheme this year. The first two were heavily oversubscribed. Clwyd were involved in one of those. And over 1,000 families applied for 25 homes in Balbriggan. And already you have way more applications for the homes that you're putting up at the moment. How do you decide who gets a home?
Yeah. We decide through a lottery. So in Taylor's Hill in Balbriggan, we had over 1,000 applications for the 25 homes. It's looking to be similar for the ones in Barnhall Meadows and Leixlip. So everybody who fills in the application form, and you know that they self decide that they kind of meet the criteria, they're put in the lottery. The first person out of the hat, we check the eligibility criteria, and if they meet the eligibility criteria, then they would be offered one of the homes.
So it's a lottery system, yes?
It is a lottery system. Yeah.
The government's plan is to deliver an average of 2,000 cost rental homes a year by 2030. Now, the target for this year was 350 homes to start. And this latest scheme will bring that figure up to 131 for this year, but not all of those will be ready to move into until next year. There's a long way to go. Where will all these homes come from?
Yeah, there is a long way to go. The targets are ambitious. There's a number of different options under Housing for All. The housing associations like Clwyd work with the developers. We've worked with Glenveagh in Barnhall Meadows. And, you know, we work with them to be able to kind of provide a supply. Under Housing for All, the Land Development Agency, the LDA, being a crucial partner in that. So, you know, through a number of different mechanisms and supply chains, hopefully that we will meet that target. It's 2,000 homes per year, 18,000 by 2030. There's a number of stakeholders involved in actually achieving that. And, you know, the government have made money available to us. And I think it's up to us to kind of rise to that challenge to make sure that this new housing tenure gets traction and is able to meet a supply.
You say it's ambitious, and I know you're not responsible for delivering on these targets. Your clue would only play a part in it, but it does seem more than just ambitious if it's only 350 this year when you need to get up to an average of 2,000 a year.
Yeah, I think It was quite new. The first call happened late last year. You know, we've risen to the challenge in the sector to bring on as many units, as many homes as possible. And we will be delivering more. We've got hopefully more in the pipeline coming up. So, you know, there is supply out there. I think people are working really, really hard. We've got to start somewhere. And I think, you know, that we will, you know, from where we are now, the ambition that we should be, you know, we should bring on quite a few homes next year.
Kate Cotter, Director of Housing Services with Clwyd, thank you.